Day-to-day has let several days go by without offering congratulations to our crosstown neighbors at the LA Times for winning 5 Pulitzer Prizes this week, the Oscars of journalism. Among the winners, Dan Neal, who writes a column called Rumble Seat. It is about cars. Dan Neal, welcome to Day-to-day, and congratulations to you.
Thanks, Alex. It's nice to be here.
You're the first car critic ever to win a Pulitzer Prize.
I think that I'm the first car critic ever to be nominated for the Pulitzer Prize.
Let me just read you the reaction quoted in the New York Times this week from a fellow critic. This is a theater critic at New York Magazine, John Simon. If you write about cars, it is reportage. It is not criticism, even though it postures as criticism. Cars are utilitarian things. You might as well be a critic of kitchen utensils. Perhaps a knife, for instance.
I think the Ginsu is a fascinating object in itself and really worthy of criticism. I think that Simon's got something of a point. You know, I think it's a worthy debate.
Here's a column from February. The Los Angeles County Raceway is one of the area's great cultural resources, particularly if you are the type to spell cultural with a can of spray paint. This scruffy and sun-haggard hunk of asphalt in Palmdale in the Antelope Valley offers off-the-chart vehicular giggles for a pittance. It's great. On Wednesday and Friday nights, anybody with a car and a helmet can bracket race for $15. The Sunday test and tune session is $20, and you can make as many passes as you like before your tires melt. You're having fun writing this.
Oh, yeah, I'm having more fun than really the law allows, especially, you know, in fast cars.
You're a funny writer, and you write about things you're passionate about. Maybe now you've also become an important journalist because those are the people who win Pulitzer Prizes, right?
Apparently that tail has wagged that dog, yeah. But I wouldn't say, and I will not say, that I'm the most knowledgeable car guy out there by a far stretch. There are some very, very smart people writing about cars. The one neat thing about this is that I've heard from my colleagues who said, yeah, you kind of legitimated the work that we do, and maybe people will take us seriously as journalists. And many of them are serious journalists.
Is it going to change you that you've won this the Pulitzer Prize?
Well, I was talking to my stylist yesterday, and
I'll just say that in the studio here, you look like you get out of the shower about 20 minutes ago, and that's how you style your hair.
Yeah,
maybe letting it blow in the wind when the top is down.
That's right. If I can only figure out how to get the top back up. But no, I mean, it's surely winning the Pulitzer, quite apart from how I won it, is someone once described it as taking a warm bath in your own life.
Dan Neal, Pulitzer Prize winning car critic for the LA Times. Thanks for coming in and joining us at Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
And you're listening to Day to Day from NPR News.